Okay, welcome back to Tri Chatter.
Ron and Sherry here. It's the Ron and Sherry happy hour show.
Yeah, if we start to slur our words a bit, you'll know that...
Yeah, it's been a rough week.
We're celebrating.
Yes, we're celebrating the sport of triathlon.
Yes,
victories, defeats, and everything in between, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we left off on our last podcast with Ironman St. George, where it wasn't what we would call a perfect race, but you followed your plan.
Yep.
Which is the most important thing, right?
Yep.
So you finished St. George... And you were, what, a month out from the Hanu half?
Yeah,
which is where
like
you
that.
Qualified for Kona last year.
Exactly.
So, pick it up. What happened then?
Well, let's
so
see.
You didn't beat yourself up on the run at St. George because you only ran 13 miles. So
yeah.
did take a little recovery, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. Took a good week of recovery time and... I guess the week after that went really hard. I mean, I really, you know, I got off the heart rate training train for that 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
I trained really hard for that week, and then I did a 2 week taper leading up to it. And that's my normal taper for a half.
I'll taper for two weeks.
Yeah. So yeah, got over there. It was just beautiful.
How far ahead of time did you go?
Not long. I got over there on Wednesday, and the race was on Saturday.
Oh, boy.
So it doesn't really give you a lot of time to, you know, get used to the heat and all that.
Yeah. And the humidity. It's not so much even the heat. It's that humidity.
The humidity is, yeah.
Makes my hair stick straight up.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good thing about the humidity is that as the day goes on, the sun comes out, and the humidity gets less as the day goes on. But
Is that right?
Yeah, but the interesting thing about this race is that a lot of the run course is on a golf course, and you're on the grass, and the humidity coming off the grass is just, it's stifling.
Really? So, well, yeah. It can't be worse than running on the pavement, though. I would think the pavement would be even hotter.
Yeah, well, the pavement is hotter because it radiates the heat, but
right.
The grass puts up all the humidity.
Oh.
So it's kind of like,
oh.
you know... You've got one bad situation, you're going into another bad situation,
right,
so
right.
It's tough.
Okay, so what was your plan for Hanu?
Well, the plan for Hanu, there's only one spot.
Oh.
In my age group, there's only one spot. And the guy who won last year, Kevin Motes, who's an amazing athlete, he won Ironman Florida, so he already
so
had
he's
his
already
spot.
In. But he was doing Hanu anyway?
He was doing Hanu anyway. Just like he did last year. He did Hanu, but he had already qualified. So he
so
was
you knew you didn't
out
have to worry
equation.
About him.
Didn't have to worry about him.
He just likes it there.
He owns a place there.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a pretty well-to-do guy involved in real estate. Lives in Atlanta and Hawaii.
Oh,
so he kind of bounces
thing.
Between
poor
the
thing.
Two.
Okay.
Yeah,
two of
rough.
The most humid
he's
places in the world.
And he's like amazingly handsome too, you know. He's just
is
really
he married?
Dark,
I know some
yeah.
single women who might.
No, he's not married, but I know he's got a girlfriend who's also just a hardcore triathlete.
Oh, anyway. Never mind. Sorry, girls. I'm still looking out for you. Okay, so he was there.
So he was there, or he was registered, never raced.
Oh.
Took the race off.
Interesting.
The second place guy, Nick Kaiser, is a Honolulu resident. So I didn't think that I had to worry about him because last year he beat me. He was a second place guy. He took an Islander slot.
Oh, they have special slots for the
they
Islanders. They
have 44 slots for the Islanders. There's only 28 slots for the rest of the world.
But
there's
the
44
Islanders.
For the Islanders.
Well, that's good, though, because they... That's okay.
They put up with us, yeah.
They put up with
yeah.
the craziness, yeah.
So it's like, okay, well...
Where's my cowbell?
So Nick... I don't have to worry about Nick, right? Because he's from Honolulu. And it was... That was a whole different story, but anyway, just I'm having a flash.
Have you raced against Nick before?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he beat you last year.
Honu. I just had a flashback. Oh, this is here in the room with us too, and he was at Honu last year,
yeah.
And I just flashed back to that moment when I was sitting on the thing, and he was looking up the race results to see who had who'd come in, and we noticed that the second place guy was from Honolulu, and I remember screaming, and everybody around me said, "Oh,
yay.
He must have qualified for." Hawaii. You remember
right.
that?
Well, so last year there were three spots, but this
one
year
spot,
there were only one.
One spot. It rolled to the third place person.
Oh.
First place guy qualified, second place got an Islander slot, so it rolled to me.
So it rolled down to you.
Yeah, so that's how I got my Kona
slot.
Okay. Totally okay. Lucky, very lucky.
Well, with a little hard work mixed in there.
A little bit. But so I figure, okay, well, I don't have to worry about Nick, and he beat me by a good margin last year, beat me by like 9 minutes.
Yeah, but he's probably not as good looking as you.
I don't know. But so then the day before the race, I found out that they changed the Islander slot criteria.
Oh, wow.
And now it's not based on how you finish, it's based on a lottery. So if you're an Islander, you have to enter a special Islander lottery.
Doesn't matter if you got second place.
Doesn't matter. So he didn't get an Islander lottery spot.
So
now I'm racing him head to head.
Uh-oh.
So it's like, okay, here, this is my main competition. Nick is going to be my main competition. And then another friend of mine, Charlie, who was racing there, said, and I can't remember the guy's name. I'm sorry. I guess I'm too intoxicated.
You've blocked it. I know all it takes is one beer. We're pretty cheap drunks.
But Charlie said, you got to watch out for this guy. And I looked him up, and he's a solid Kona qualifier, qualified numerous times. He's in my age group now.
But you know what I always say? You can't control who shows up to a race.
No.
You can only control your race. Although, I do the same thing. I know everybody who's coming.
Here's where I think it does make a difference, because, you got to do your own race, and you can only go as fast as you can go. However, there is a certain margin there where if you're head-to-head with somebody, you can push a little bit harder.
Right.
I mean,
if they blow past you,
if they blow past you, you don't have a prayer.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if you guys are, pretty closely matched, you can usually dig a little bit deeper,
right.
You know.
Yes.
But anyway, that guy didn't show up either. So
the Islander didn't show up?
No, the Islander guy showed up. The other guy that I was telling you about.
Oh, the other guy.
Qualified
right.
for Kona numerous times. He didn't show up. So now my main competition in my head
is
Nick Kaiser, because we're racing, heads up.
Right.
Now. So we get out there, and I had a good swim, and I knew I'd be ahead of Nick on the swim. I had a pretty good swim. I think it was
Did you wear one of those speed suit things?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. You're much faster in those, by the way.
I've got to get one of those.
You've got to get one.
I've got to get
one.
I
tested it. I'm like 10 seconds faster per 100 in that thing.
Oh, my God. I should wear it in the pool, too.
It's cute. Well, you should definitely practice with it.
Yeah.
Much, much faster.
Yeah.
So I knew I beat Nick out of the water. He's not much of a swimmer. Weird that he's from Honolulu, or he lives in Honolulu, and he's not much of a swimmer, but I knew I'd be ahead of him there. And so I had a good swim, 31 minutes or something like that, and then I got on the bike, and I felt good about my bike ride.
Doing the heart rate thing.
Yeah, but now I'm pushing.
But then you're in this heat, and your heart rate is naturally going to be higher
right.
than it was in St. George.
Yeah, if
right?
you're pushing the same watts.
Right.
So it was windy. It's always windy there, so you have to plan for that. But it wasn't outrageously windy where it's blowing.
And this
you
is
off
on
the bike.
Part of the Kona course, correct?
Part of it, yeah. Because what you end up doing is you end up going out of Hapuna Bay, and you end up going south a little ways, and then you circle around, and then you go north on the Queen K.
Right.
And then you head up towards Javi.
I think I'm
going to
start crying when I see the Queen K. I'm just going to burst into tears.
It's hallowed ground, I'll tell
you. I know.
You.
I'm really going to just throw myself on the ground and build one of those rock things and start weeping.
Yeah, definitely. Get the white coral.
I might do that while I'm on the bike.
Yeah, don't do it while you're riding. Yeah, not a good idea.
I'll just throw myself off the bike. Okay, so you felt okay on the bike?
So, yeah, I felt great on the bike, now I'm trying.
Took in your 800 calories of Infinite.
Yeah, one 900 calorie bottle of Infinite on the bike. I finished that off just before the run, so that was perfect.
Now, Julia said she was constantly dousing herself with the ice water.
Yeah.
She said that when they hand you the water, that it's very cold.
It is cold.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
And she just kept pouring it over herself.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah, what I do is the water, they had water at the very beginning of the aid station and at the end. So I'd take the water at the beginning of the aid station and I'd refill my Aero bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Toss the bottle aside. take one at the end, and I took a shower with that one.
Right.
You know, and I've got...
So obviously you weren't wearing your aero helmet.
I had my aero helmet, but my aero helmet's got three holes in the top.
Oh, it
so
does.
So it just goes right down, totally showered.
Now, I have heard that it's not always a good idea to wear an aero helmet over there because of the wind. I can just see the wind grabbing me by the aero helmet and like ripping my head off.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's a concern. I think that
really?
I don't think that's a concern at all.
Were the pros wearing the aero helmets?
Yeah, everybody does. Everybody that's fast wears the aero helmets.
Okay.
The only thing that I'd be careful of is to make sure you've got an aero helmet that's got holes in the top so you
right.
can put water.
You need that ventilation.
It. Yeah, because some of them have no holes. Some of them got just real small holes.
Mm-hmm.
I've got three good size holes in mine, and I can get a totally great
I'll bet that
shower
helped.
With
I'll
that.
I'll bet that helped.
Yeah, so you do that. The interesting thing is that they only have aid stations on the bike about every 10 miles
mm-hmm.
for Honu. At Kona, and you'll love this, they've got them every 5 miles. I mean, it's amazing. There you take a shower one time, and the next time you fill your aero bottle.
Right.
Take a shower. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's
good.
Just, and it's amazing.
Good.
But the bike ride went well.
Did
I was pushing,
you pass
I was
some
pushing
people in your age group?
Didn't see anybody in my age group. Because again, I'm one of the better swimmers, so
right.
I figured, you know, there might be one or two guys ahead
right.
of me. I didn't really know where I was, but I figured, you know, I'll be probably the second or third out
mm-hmm.
of the water. Turns out I was second. There was a guy from La Jolla that was first.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of long distance swimming.
Mm-hmm.
So the bike ride went well. You know, I was pushing it really hard.
And I was checking your splits. I had my cowbell right there on my computer desk, and I was checking on Julie and checking on you, and you were second off the bike.
Mm-hmm.
So I was ringing.
Yeah, so I was second off the bike. Wait, was I second off the bike or was I first off the bike?
You might have been first off the bike.
I was first off the bike, and the reason why I know that is
that's
because,
right.
Yeah, because the guy that ended up beating me passed me on the
run. On the run. That's right. You were first off the bike. I take that back.
Yeah, so I was second out of the water. I was first off the bike. Got to the run and felt good, you know, but it's a really tough run. It is
you knew
hilly.
This because you've done the run before.
Yeah, I done it last year, but it's so humid on the golf course with the humidity coming off the grass. And then when you get to the back half, the last, I guess it's 4 miles, maybe 5 miles of the run course is all on asphalt. And it's hot. I mean, it is really hot. It's over 100 degrees, you know. It's with the heat coming off, it's probably 110 degrees.
Mm.
So you run down this asphalt road, and then you've got to come up on the way back. So it's tough, but...
Now, is this part of the run course for Kona, too, or
no?
It's totally different.
Yeah, you didn't even touch.
Now, what were you using
course.
For hydration and everything on the run? What do you do
yeah,
for
the,
that?
For the run, I was trying to take Coke at every aid station.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I missed it, but I took water and Coke.
Mm-hmm. I like Coke and racing.
Yeah, one of my pals in my age group, Brian Smallwood, said, and this is a little tip, that comes from him. And,
better listen.
And, yeah. He said, one of the best ways to dissipate heat from your body is to have ice in your palms.
Hmm.
And that's why who was it that wore the glove? Torbjörn Sindbal. Always had the white glove, always had the completely white outfit. Had a
I just
white
bought
glove.
Some white arm coolers today.
Yeah, so you might want to use those. But get a white glove and you put the ice in there. I didn't have a white glove.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a sports bra like me.
Yeah.
I can hold a lot of ice in that sports bra.
But he did have moobs. So
he had moobs. Man boobs?
Yeah, a little bit of room for some ice.
Oh, that's a bad visual.
But Brian said, you know, hold the ice in your hands, and that's a good way to dissipate heat. So I did do that.
Did that help?
I think so, yeah.
I put ice in my hat.
Put it in your hat. I put it down my front. I put it down my back.
Julia said she put it in her pants.
You can put it in your pants.
Yeah.
You know, wherever.
Put it everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they've got ice at every stop, too. But, yeah, it was Coke at almost every stop, then water. I never took
the
Perform. No goo, no
You're
solid
You're not a big
food,
goo guy, are
nothing.
You?
No.
See, I like goo.
I can't get it. I can't choke it down.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the caffeinated goos. they bring me to life. They turn me into an animal.
Yeah, the caffeine is great. Yeah. I don't know if you read Macca's book.
No, but it's on my list of books to read.
Yeah, so he's talking in there.
As soon as I have time.
About Coke, you know, and how that just totally turned around his race. But, so yeah, I drink Coke.
Yeah, there's something about it. I guess the caffeine and...
It's the caffeine in the simple carbs.
The simple sugar, yeah.
You know, just boom, it gets into your system and it's great, so...
I guess there was no hot chicken broth out there, huh?
No, didn't really need it.
Yeah, you weren't in the mood for the hot chicken broth.
But I guess at mile 10, frankly, I'm very disappointed with WTC. They're if the sport wasn't so popular, people wouldn't be going to it because they're wrecking it.
It's popular.
They didn't put the bib numbers up in advance. So there was no way for you to figure out, you know, who was in your age group, exactly who was in your age group.
Because everybody's wearing compression socks now, too,
on your calf.
What?
They don't put your age group on your calf. They won't do that at Kona either, so don't think that you're going to see that.
Oh, you're kidding. So you just have to know from the numbering.
From the numbering. So normally it's a range, you know. So I was number 168. I didn't know where my age group started. Did it start at 128? Did it start at 132? I didn't know. And I didn't know where it went through, you know, through that number. So I had no idea.
So they didn't put this out there ahead of time?
Mm-hmm. No.
Do you think they do that on purpose?
I think they just screwed up because I sent WTC, I sent them an email a day or two ahead of time. And they said, oh yeah, the bib numbers will be up soon. And they never put them up. The chick who sent me the email obviously had no idea. It was just her standard, they'll be up soon.
And you know, that's one of the situations where knowledge is power. Oh, how are you supposed to know?
If you're going just to do the race for fun or whatever, but you know, some of us are trying to qualify.
Some of us are trying to kick butt. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it messes us up, you know, so...
So you don't know who's who. There's no age.
There's no age on your calf.
I thought that, you know, that's part of the great thing about the sport of triathlon is that you put your age on your calf and you wear it proudly.
No.
They don't do that.
No. And you won't see that at Kona either. So, but I'll bet you they've got if they get their stuff together by then, you know, you'll know what range is your age group.
Right.
So you'll see, okay, between this range and this range, these are the people that I'm racing against. So anyway.
So you had no idea.
No. So at mile 10, a guy goes by me with authority very quickly by me. I'm 168. He's 182.
Ooh.
And it's like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I'll bet he's in my age group. But he was going by me about a minute, a mile faster than I was going. So there was no way I could go.
This is mile 10, though. This is like, you're almost there.
Yep. But there was no way that I could have hung with him.
And you were running at a pretty good pace.
Well, I was running at a good pace for me, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I was going particularly
fast. 7:40, 7:30 something.
I was like 8:15.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, 7:45.
What's
a few seconds? 7:45 or 7:38 or whatever it was in California. But this is totally different.
This is totally different. Okay.
So he went by me and it's like, oh, well, you know, I can't go any faster. I can't hang with the guy. And turns out he was in my age group. He took the win convincingly. He ended up beating me by like 4 minutes. So.
And you came in under 5 hours, which is just.
No. I was, 5:08, I think. I think he was 5:04 and I was like 5:08, something like that.
And so he was first and you were second.
And I was second. He was from La Jolla. Took the slot.
Who is this guy?
Just some La Jolla dude, man. He did California last year, and he was in, you know, he was in an earlier age group. He just aged up 55. I beat him by like 7 minutes at California last year. So even if I had looked him up, I would have looked at him and said,
oh,
I beat the dude by 7 minutes. You know, I'm in better shape than I was last year, so he's not a threat.
Right.
But he blew by me like I was standing still.
Wow. So obviously the run is his strong suit.
Well, he beat me on the swim and he beat me on the run. And get this, he claims, and I don't know, he claims that he had two flats on the bike. So
really?
So if he hadn't flatted, if that's a true story, and he hadn't flatted, he would have crushed me on the on the bike portion too.
Wow.
I mean, this guy.
And you've never.
Never heard of him. Never.
He's just aged up, just like me.
Yep, just aged up.
Wow.
So I took second. He took the slot.
And I mean, second place is that's awesome. I mean, it's just that's a remarkable achievement. But on the other hand, you're disappointed because you didn't get that one spot.
Yeah, but you know, you have to look at it this way. It's like I went out there and I did my best. I had a good day.
Right.
You know, I beat my time last year by like 9 minutes or something.
Oh, my land, by that much?
Yeah, so, I mean, I can't complain about my day. I had a good day.
No, you
Somebody
had an
was
awesome
just
day.
Than me. So
it just depends on who shows up, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Darn it, I hate it when those fast people come out of the woodwork.
So,
wow.
So that was my day.
How did you deal with that mentally? Because I know that was a big race for you.
Yeah.
Was it very emotional? Were you just like really disappointed?
No, I mean, I was disappointed, but... yeah, I wouldn't say that I was emotional about it. It was like, okay, what happens? You know, I did everything I could do,
right.
And he beat me.
Right.
You know, whatever. Where am I going to go from here?
Right.
I guess that's what I was thinking.
At least you got on the podium, Ron.
Oh, totally. No, yeah. I was very happy. I didn't bring my medal or anything. I should have brought it, but...
next time. Bring it and I'll bring the cowbell.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful stuff, you know.
Did you get a bowl?
Got a bowl. This year's bowl is about twice as big as last year's bowl. The medal is about... twice as good as last year.
Wow.
So, yeah, they just really do the awards.
I mean, yeah,
nicely.
You got a bowl. You know how like special that is? It really is.
Very special.
It is very special. How many people go and actually get on the podium at these races?
Yeah.
Very few.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy because we have to put it into perspective. I mean, dude, you got second place over there. That's huge. It wasn't the very top, but I mean, still, you had an incredible race. Took 7 minutes off your last year's time, and we're not getting any younger. You know, I mean, you know,
true.
To think about, you're a year older, and you're 7 minutes faster. That says a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So.
So congratulations.
Thank you. I did take the 70.3 slot.
Out
I'm
in
going
Vegas.
To Worlds. Yeah, I'm going to Worlds.
And when is that? September.
September 11th.
Okay.
So I'll be there. And yeah, so it's kind of like. That's where I'm at, and I still want to get to Kona because I want to be there when you're there. So I'm looking at my calendar. And
you want to see me getting blown around on the bike course? You want to see my aero helmet? I'll probably break my neck.
So
what's how would you? How are you gonna still try to go to Kona?
So I took a foundation slot at Louisville.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm signed up.
Is that the one where everybody jumps in the water one at a time?
10 weeks out. Yeah.
Is that Louisville? Wow.
Yeah.
When is it?
August 28th.
So you took a foundation slot, which probably cost a fortune, but still not that much more than the New York City Ironman, which sold out in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so your plan there, do you know anything about the bike course or the run course? Or?
Bike course is the first... 20 miles or so is pretty much uphill, then it's flat, and the last 20 miles are downhill.
That sounds good. That sounds like a lot of fun.
That's not bad for me. It's going to be hot, going
to
be humid.
Run
course is, I understand, pretty flat.
Mm-hmm.
So, it, you know, other than the heat, my strengths are sort of suited for that race.
Right. So there's still hope.
Still hope.
I'm
trying to get there.
I know. I want you to be there. I'm going to get a whole group of us together.
You're there. Gary's there. Larry's doing Buffalo Springs in
That's the Texas
a week.
Half Ironman.
He'll be there in a week.
What about Art?
Art hasn't qualified yet. He's going to Buffalo Springs, so they're hoping to get slots there. My pal, I think you know him, Al Gasperi.
I know the name.
He got a lottery spot, so it's like, of all years, this is the year I want to go because everybody's going to be there. You know,
yeah,
it's going to be great. It's going to be a party.
It
so, yeah, if I give it one more shot.
Yeah. So I think our next podcast, we should start talking about Kona because by then you'll have done Louisville and you're coming.
Well, yeah, we'll see. But, yeah, I definitely want to hear all about your preparation.
Yes, yes. Well, you know.
So let's do that.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear about.
Yeah. Well, but today it's all about you, Ron. It's all about you because I wanted to hear all about the whole Hanu half. And, you know, my good friend Julia, who didn't get her spot in Oceanside, and she went and did Hanu also, and unfortunately didn't get in there. She had a little crash in T1, and then had a lot of problems with cramping on the run, and just, it just wasn't meant to be. So, you know, she's a great athlete. It just wasn't her year to qualify for Kona. I guess she's going to focus on, I don't know, some Olympic distance nationals or something like that. And it's hard because for her, I know she really, really, really wanted to qualify. And now she's having to just leave that behind her and refocus.
Yeah.
And for me, frankly, I was shocked that I qualified. So I don't think it would have been, I mean, I would have been disappointed if I'd gotten second and didn't get the spot. But for me, I just wanted to have a great race, and you know, qualifying was kind of the icing on the cake. And frankly, I'm scared to death.
Well, you know,
every time I really stop and think about it, I go, oh, well, for what those, the heck am I doing?
For those of us that know you, we're not shocked at all. I mean, we, you know, I mean, I sort of expected you to win, you know, because we know what a great athlete you are. But, it, you know, here's how I looked at it when I qualified last year. I thought, I may never have an opportunity to do this race again. I may lose interest in triathlon, or I may not be able to qualify. I may get injured. Something may happen. So, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to train my ass off and really do the best I can on that day. But having said that, I want to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to take it in.
That's what I want to do. I mean, obviously I'm going to train my ass off, and I'm going to really work on, you know, continuing to build my strength on the bike and the run, and really trying to become a better swimmer. But I have to keep in mind that the swim's only 10% of the race. But I really want to enjoy the day.
Yeah, and that's,
you know,
what I think it's all about. Just
it's
go
such
to
an
have
honor
fun.
To even get to go.
Right.
You know, and I have to remind, you know, my well-meaning friends who go, oh, Sherry, and I know you're going to get on the podium, and I know you're going to do this. And I say, I'm going to just be so thrilled to have a finisher's medal from Kona. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, to me, it's just a huge honor to even go.
Yeah.
It's just a huge, huge honor.
It's
and I
huge.
Really want you to come. So you better win in Louisville.
Yeah.
Don't make me come to Louisville and ring my cowbell.
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to that for you and Gary. And I think you're both going to do well. But you'll probably, like me, I think you'll probably, at some point in the race, maybe multiple times in the race, you're going to just have these moments where it's like, I'm in the Ironman. I'm in the Ironman World Championships. And you're going to need to pinch yourself.
Don't make me cry. Don't get me started. I've had a glass of wine. I'll start crying right now.
But it's amazing. But make sure you go and you take it all in. Try not to be, you know, so focused on, you know, doing well that you can't,
you
shut everything else out around.
When I'm racing, I'm serious about it. But in the time leading up to the race and everything, I'm going 2 weeks early.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I'm going
perfect.
To Maui for a week.
Oh, that's great.
And then a good friend of mine who has also qualified that lives on Maui, I'm going to go there and acclimate and do some training runs
with her
and some rides and things. And then I'm going to go to Kona and, you know, acclimate, do a little bit of the bike course here and there, run, snorkel, make friends with the sea turtles, and enjoy it.
It'll be a blast.
Yeah, yeah. So next podcast, my idea is for you guys to watch me swim and break down my swim.
All right.
In front of everybody, in front of the world.
We'll make that one a video podcast.
I don't
think
so.
Has got all the underwater.
By then, by then, maybe I'll look a little better. But it's not pretty. It's not pretty.
Yeah. Well, we'll break
you
it
know,
down.
You know, we
we'll
have that's the thing
it.
As athletes, we all have weaknesses, and for me, my weakness is the swim, and I'm committed to improving it, and it's really, really difficult because it doesn't come easy for me. You know, I'm used to just being able to go out and hammer, and that's not what it's about.
But you are the typical triathlete. The swim is the weakness for most triathletes.
Right. And if I want to have a good race in Kona, I need to step it up on the swim.
Yeah,
so
you need to feel good about it.
I need to feel good about it because, you know, I can only spend so much time with the sea turtles. So anyway, congratulations to you.
Thanks.
I mean, you did two tough races and looks like you got another one right around the corner. I'll tell you, we all can't wait for the Louisville report, huh?
Yeah. Let's hope it's a good one.
So you had to do a slot. You had to do the foundation. We call that the extortion fund, the community extortion fund. Okay, so anything else we want to say to these people?
I don't think so. Just thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
You can find Sherry at
CoachSBR.com. I'm going to be having a new and improved, revamped website here pretty soon, I hope. Because frankly, I'm so busy training, I don't have time to update it. But I'm getting some help from Oak, so... Yeah, tune in, check it out, and how can we find you?
Yeah, triathica.com, triathicaacademy.com.
Yes.
We've got, we've already released our cycling training, our interval training.
Oh, what's that?
So that's up and that's for sale.
What is it?
We've got four cycling workouts.
That people can do on the bike, or do they have to be on a compu trainer?
No, you got to be on a trainer, a compu trainer.
It's a watt-based sort of a thing?
No, it's all based on rating of perceived exertion.
I love RPE.
So we've got four of those, and we've got, we're just about to release the four treadmill workouts. So
really?
That's coming. Yeah, it's very cool.
And these are interval workouts mm-hmm. that people can do on their own?
Yeah.
They can, is it like a podcast thing?
Yeah, you just plug your headphones on and we've got speed.
Is it your voice going, okay, pick it up now?
Yeah, and I'm talking, I'm kind of babbling through.
Are you ringing cowbells?
The whole thing. No cowbells.
Next time you make one, invite me and I'll ring the cowbells in the background.
But we've got speed, endurance, power, and recovery. So we've got all four of those for the bike. Those are up and available.
And people can purchase those separately?
Mm-hmm. Or together.
Okay. A package, do they get a better deal if they do the package?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
And the run ones we'll be releasing very soon.
And what are the run ones?
Same thing.
Speed
power, endurance, and recovery.
Really? So you got like some hill workouts?
But it's on the treadmill.
It's on the treadmill. But you know, there's a lot to be said for hill workouts on the treadmill because you can control the downhill too.
Yeah.
You know, for someone like me, the downhill is not real good on my hip, but I love running uphills.
Yeah.
I like riding uphills, too. I don't like coming down. Okay, folks, well, we've missed you, and we hope that you're tuning in and listening to us, because we will be back, right?
Absolutely.
And next time, I'm bringing the cowbell. I won't forget. Okay, cowbells for Ron. He's amazing.
Signing off.
Sayonara. See you later.